And that is time to check in on the Rural News with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally. Good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
Hey, New Zealand methane tech is getting some overseas attention.
It is. New Zealand has been breeding low-emission sheep since 2008, when scientists here discovered the amount of methane a sheep emits is a heritable trait. Now, in order to figure out the low emitters from the rest, sheep are placed in chambers for about 20 minutes and the air samples are taken. Other countries have now started adopting the tech, with the chambers in use in Norway, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. Rob Hotchkins, a sheep farmer in Hertfordshire, just north of London, was the first to use them in England. He recently tested some of his Romneys.
It was neat. It's like putting sheep in washing machines, really. Just load them in. 50 minutes later, you chuck them back out. And the sheep were real, real chilled. We were measuring methane, carbon dioxide, oxygen levels, etc. So we could tell if the sheep was in distress because it was respirating heavily. Nothing was ever that stressed about it. It was cruisy. It was really good. It was good. Certainly, when I put all the results on Twitter, it was quite interesting. There's some, a lot of people for it, a lot of people against it. It created an awful lot of discussion and dialogue.
Mr. Hodgkins says New Zealand is 5 to 10 years ahead of the UK when it comes to emission mitigating technology. So he says it's great the chambers are finally in the UK.
A university called SRUC, Scottish Rural College, or University and College, got a grant from our government to import them across. And the idea really, by importing them across from New Zealand rather than trying to make our own, was there'd be a true global standard emerging. So Ireland have now got exactly the same pack chambers, New Zealand, Australia, now the UK. There could be a growing consensus and a growing body of data when all these sheep are recorded. And it's good that, you can record apples and apples and oranges of oranges, if you like. If everyone's using exactly the same equipment and exactly the same methodology, then it's data that you can compare against one another is a sort of natural result.
And Rob Hodgkins says he'll get the results from the testing soon, which will show if he can breed more environmentally friendly sheep.
One to watch. Also, it looks like the cost of living crisis is changing the kind of meat we're buying.
Well, one Otago butcher, Sam Hutchison, who runs Agora Butchery, has noticed a switch. He says people are turning to cheaper cuts of meat as cost of living pressures pinch at household spending.
Shoppers have made a noticeable change with meat purchasing. We're finding things like sausages and mince and more of the value cuts are selling quite well. No doubt about it, the cost of living pressure or crisis is leading to that. Fillet steak, ribeye steaks have slowed up. Lamb is always a bit of a luxury item. Lamb has slowed down somewhat.
Mr. Hutchinson says home kill and offal meat like lamb's fry, liver and beef tongue have also grown in popularity. He says the business has adapted to the change in consumer habits.
I wouldn't say that we're buying differently, no, but we are cutting or packaging some of our retail products slightly differently to help the household buyer. Maybe some smaller packs, maybe we're specialing a little bit more. People are shopping a little bit more sensibly and a little bit more wisely. And coming into winter time, with people seeking out comfort food, there's always good options and cheap options with, say, the beef cheeks and pork shoulders, beef short ribs. And interestingly, we've been selling quite a lot of mutton at the moment, so there are good prices still to be had.
And Sam Hutchinson says the cheaper cuts often work well in the slow cooker. Great news heading into winter.
Okay, need to get a wee bit more organised on that front. Sally, thanks so much for that. Kia ora.